Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A national Christian leader says that the election has given Christians an opportunity to move forward on God's agenda in this world today. That's the headline. In just a moment, Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, will join me to give more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You said earlier when we had a conversation that this was going to be an important election, key to what God was going to allow Christians to do in these the last days. Talk to me about how important this was to the Christian community and those who are concerned about biblical approach to governing the people.
Well, I think two things have come out of that. One is that most people, including us and our pastor we're working with, actually went into this praying, Lord, make us thankful for whatever the result is. The other was, we know that the answer to the needs of America are not going to be met in any one man or any one team of men. It's not a political answer. It is a spiritual answer wrought in the hearts of God's people. That's important, number one. Lord, prepare us for whatever it is, so that on the other side of that election, whether we find ourselves in active preparation for persecution or whether it is an opportunity, a window of opportunity to build back into our culture, civil government, families, homes, biblical principles that makes them strong. Next step is this. This that God has done must be followed up with God's people not going back, doing what they used to do. I believe that God's continued blessing on this nation, or any nation, really is going to be linked directly to our level of obedience to God's word with as much urgency, with as much passion to say, I am purposed more than ever to be obedient to what God says and to demonstrate a life that truly looks like a born-again son of God, a big change for the church in America, awakened by the potential of this election, but it's going to be a lifestyle change required for the church of America, I believe, for God to continue to bless and move forward.
Sam Rohr, who is the president of the American Pastors Network, with a great word of exhortation for the church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God is still on the throne and in charge and will use human government to accomplish His will in the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God established human government way back 4,000 years ago, as recorded in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God has used human government down through the centuries, and God will use human government in the future. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. God's prophetic plan for the future will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...